When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you look at Alonso's numbers over this 10-game stretch, it is a direct correlation of the Mets' failures. They are 1-9. Pete Alonso was struck out 16 times with just 2 extra base hits and 1 RBI. That's not going to get the job done. The Mets right now are in a spot where they need their stars, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, to produce runs for that offense, and Pete Alonso is not coming through.
It's getting dangerously bad fast for the Mets, okay? So Alonso's been ice cold. It almost doesn't matter, Sal. I'm going to say this until they do something. And if they don't do something, at this point, I'm starting to think there's a chance the Mets won't even be a playoff team. And that is, they better make a big trade. They don't have a catcher. They don't have a third baseman. They don't have a DH. I don't love second base. So I'm not going to push back and say Alonso's been good. And by the way, Lindor's got to take some dents as well. I know he had a couple of hits last night, but when you go hitless in Atlanta, which he did, you know, you're also part of the current problem, although I think the difference is there's more of a track record with Lindor as opposed to Pete, of course, who had 2 down years. And Pete came out of the gates flying. He was hitting home runs. He was benefiting from Soto's presence. He was doing really well. And now he's fallen back into the trap of flailing at the outside stuff, missing the fastballs. Pete is a problem, but what's behind Pete is very much, I think, the biggest problem on the Mets. Their lineup stinks.
Yeah, right now that's the case, but I don't believe that's going to be an issue when Vientos comes back, when Winker comes back, and I think they will make moves to upgrade a little bit. You can't survive with automatic outs. And by the way, Jeff McNeil is a part of the problem as well. But the issue is Pete Alonso should be held to a higher standard. I'm not the one who said Pete for MVP. Others have said Pete Alonso MVP. Okay, well, is that an MVP? Having the at-bats that he's having? Now, it's a 10-game stretch, and he carried them through the course of April, sure. But when they're 1-9 over 10 games, they desperately need a win within their division against the Braves, against the Phillies. Pete Alonso has been nowhere to be found. So it doesn't mean that Pete stinks. It doesn't mean he's not going to regain his form. What it means is over the course of these 10 games, how the Mets are built, they need Pete Alonso to produce, especially now with that lineup depleted. See, my issue is not with the bottom of the order, because that's not how the team was designed. They were built differently at the bottom of the order. They've been hit hard by injury right now. So the guys that are here that can produce have to produce. And Alonso's the one, the main one, who was producing and is not. That's why I think that's a bigger issue.
Listen, I was happy for Pete, and I was one of those guys who said that Pete was going to have a big, big year. Yeah. And then I even pushed it to where I thought he was going to be top three in the MVP. And if he gets hot again, I still think that that's on the table. But one thing that I never, ever wavered from, you never once heard me say, Pete's got to be, keep him here 6-7 years. I got some clarification. Yeah. Those who were calling the station, those who were espousing on the station, come on, Cohen, do the right thing. Give Pete 6, 7, 8 years. You still want to do that? See, the problem with Pete Alonso is that he's a one-tool guy. He is a one-trick pony. Can't run, can't really field, can't hit for average for the most part. When he barrels one up, he hits absolute moonshots. That's it.
Yeah.
But I think that the allure and the fandom and the sentimentality of Pete and the renaissance that we saw in the first 2 months of the season really distorted how people should view Pete Alonso. He is still an incredibly flawed player.
Right. Now, even if he did complete an MVP season, I would still have some doubts about if he can do that again, because he was doing things that he's never done before. Everybody, to a person, said that this is the best version we've ever seen of Pete Alonso. Well, now all of a sudden he's starting to come back down to earth, which is fine. Like, he's allowed to have a slump. This is not, Pete Alonso stinks, the Mets got to get rid of him. No, what it's saying is they desperately need him now to do something close to what he's been doing the majority of the year of this 10-game stretch. And he hasn't done that. And that is a direct correlation of them losing. I'll take it a step further. One of the reasons why I'm more concerned about Pete, and I said this, by the way, a week ago over the Rays series, I was more alarmed with his at-bats. Mm-hmm. Forget even the numbers, just because he was starting to do things that was like old Pete, chasing and just not looking disciplined to the way that he had that much success earlier in the year. I believe when they get Vientos back, when they get Winker back, that's going to help lengthen out that lineup. I believe they're going to make a move or two to upgrade the bottom of that order. You can't, like right now, they got guys that don't belong in the big leagues, too many of them all at once. There are circumstances around that, and they can't survive much longer, but I think they'll be able to figure that out. Vientos, Winker, all of a sudden, okay, well, that's now those guys are going to have to produce, but all of a sudden, that's two more legit bats instead of, say, Young and Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can live with the catcher spot being whatever it is. Maybe you get Alvarez back, down the road, and he comes back and produces, and I do think they're going to add another bat. That should help soften the blow from what has been a brutal bottom four or five even in that lineup. I'm not so sure Pete Alonso was ever going to do what he did in April or the beginning of May again. And that's where you keep talking about a big move. If Pete Alonso is not close to what he was in April or May, then maybe they do have to make a big move.
Well, the problem with the Mets, and again, I did say this yesterday, is that everything's leaking right now. And when everything's leaking, everything seems maybe a little worse than it is.
Yeah.
I think that this is one of those situations where I don't think it's really misleading. I think that, unfortunately, this is kind of right now, I think, who the Mets are going to be for a little bit. Their starting pitching's not doing anything. Their bullpen was pretty good last night. They got a couple of good arms out there.
Even Blackmon was fine. Like, he gave up 3 runs. All right, it happened.
Yeah, but even the way he's got a nibble with that old night that Torrance was trying to stick that out. I don't like his stuff.
I know,
he's
92,
93. I'm not saying
I love his stuff.
And he's been rocked. Not last night, but the 4 times before that, going back to the Colorado finale, where he came up when they were up 20-0, basically. He couldn't get it out.
But that's why I'm saying last night he was fine. Like, from Paul Blackburn, who was a...
He had 5 walks and 3 innings.
But 3 runs and 4 2/3. I would have signed on the dotted line for that going into that game last night.
I mean, but they also fair enough. But they also had a couple of line drives that went right to Met defenders, which one was in the gap right at Brandon Nimmo, one was right at Alonso. Bottom line is Blackburn's not going to be a piece of this puzzle in a meaningful way. And if he is, then the Mets are even, I think, worse off than I think. But I know there's reinforcements coming. So eventually pitching. So Blackburn's going to eventually be pushed aside. But right now, the starting pitching is not very good. The reliefs, a couple of relievers worry me. I don't love the defense, and the offense to me And this is symptomatic around baseball. We'll get to the Yankees later. Yankees are pretty much a one-man team. Judge goes, they go. Judge doesn't, they don't. And that's an old, tired story that's bothering me from a Yankee perspective. But the Mets are really no different. They're maybe a little different in the sense that they've got bigger names. But I think we're tripping over ourselves when we go and we push those, like the Mets top of the order, like as some elite all-time top three or top four. I know Nimmo's hot. I don't love him. I never will. Soto, I get it. Pete's hit 215, 220 the last couple of years with a ton of strikeouts. And, you know, you've seen some fluctuations with Lindor, although last year from now on, he was phenomenal. But again, not that he's been as bad as Pete. But Lindor, like, it's not just Pete Alonso. The problem is he's the last checkpoint when you get to, all right, you get through Lindor, you navigate Soto, which is obviously hard. Once you get by Pete, it is simple. I'm almost of the mindset, I might flip Pete and get Soto back there.
Well, I'm not moving Soto right now because he's red hot. I'm not moving Lindor, obviously. You'd keep him there. That's why I'm getting on PPTs, because he's supposed to be part of that big three. Their big three. That's how they're built.
But he's not. He's okay. Not that guy, Sal.
Okay. I'm not saying that
he's
he is.
He's not that guy.
I'm not saying that he is.
Yeah.
But he was playing out of his mind the first month, and the team was having success. Even with the rest, Soto was doing nothing when he first got here for a month and a half.
And Lindor was hot.
Okay,
Lindor came out too.
All right, but
came out of the shoot.
But Lindor's been probably the most consistent offensive player, even though he had a little bit of a dip off. You know, he didn't get a hit against Atlanta. Still, dating back to last year in the leadoff spot, he's been their most reliable piece consistently. Soto now is on fire. Alonso is ice cold. When Soto was cold, Alonso was on fire. They have yet to click all three of those guys. I believe in Lindor being an MVP-type offensive player. I certainly believe in Juan Soto being an MVP-type offensive player. I do not believe Pete Alonso is what he was in April and May. I was hoping that he would put it all together, maybe the Soto effect, maybe the walk year, like proving himself. He looked great, and now all of a sudden, now it's only been 10 games. That's the good news. And he is going to hit home runs. He's going to produce runs. But is he going to do it to the level of being that third legitimate, consistent bat, especially now when they need him? Because to your point, behind him, they've got nothing right now.
It falls off a cliff here. There's just too much pressure on him to have to be that final checkpoint. As I said, I don't think he's built that way to always give you competitive at-bats against good pitchers who know how to pitch and get you out. It's almost like right now Pete's getting himself out, which has been the problem the last 2 years. You know, really expanding the zone. And one of the reasons that I liked Pete early is that it looked like he tightened up some flaws in his swing. Now, listen, this happens to Aaron Judge. I mean, this happens to, and you name any great hitter, it's going to happen over the course of 162 where you got to get back in the lab. All right, I'm falling back into this habit. Let me tighten it up. Oh, they're doing this. Here's the pitch patterns again. All right, let me now adjust to them. Baseball is a constant stream of adjustments, but this is not a down week or 10 days for Pete Alonso. If you look at the last 2.5 seasons, the good start was really the outlier. So the Mets have offensive issues, and the longer they wait, the longer they're going to lose.
Yeah, I don't think that they can wait till July 31st.
I said this yesterday.
People thought
I'm nuts.
No, you were saying the big move. I don't think they need a big move.
I do.
And that... Well, I mean, that's a different conversation. I don't think they need a big move here. And even if they did, is that going to change everything? Like, it's not. They need to lengthen out the lineup, but it's just right now they're taking on water. So for me, you can't take on too much water, especially when you're talking about ancillary pieces. Like, they should be able to go out there and upgrade, let's just say, Cedric Mullins. They should be able to do that sooner than later. They cannot run this bottom four out there for another month hope that it's going to work, especially with the pitching being that the way that it is.
Yeah.
They need... Now, Vientos coming back is going to help.
If he hits.
Yeah, well...
If he hits.
Well, I mean, it's a big if. And if not, then they're going to have bigger problems. But at least you get a bat back that they were relying on to be good.
Yeah.
Same thing with Winker. I'm not sure of his timeline, but when he comes back, that will help. But if those guys aren't coming back or they're not producing, then they're going to have real problems. I would not... It's not urgent to me to make a move. Certainly not a big move, but they can't last like this much longer. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Javier is in Comac. What's up, Javier?
Hi, good morning, Sal. I got to push back on the whole Pete Alonso thing. You know, you can't put all that on his shoulders, because just like BT said, he's not that guy to carry the team. If anything, Juan Soto is. and you're the biggest Juan Soto apologist that I've heard on the radio so far. No, you weren't pushing back on him like you are on okay. Pete Alonso.
Okay,
right?
First of all, don't compare the two players. That's number one. Juan Soto's on another level than Pete Alonso. Number two,
absolutely.
Number two, you've got your facts messed up. I was the first person in this town to criticize Juan Soto.
I didn't say you weren't. I'm just
you just said I was not on Soto, and I've been hard on Alonso. So you're wrong, my friend.
Not as hard as you are on Pete Alonso, I'm saying right now. I didn't say that you weren't hard on Soto. I did hear that. I don't know. Don't get that mistaken. But he'll come around. He's going to come around. He's going to come around.
And track record, Javier. Don't you think don't you think Soto's deserved or earned a little benefit of the doubt?
Sure. And what about Pete Alonso?
Not to the extent of Juan Soto. I mean, a bad year for Juan Soto. Well, Javier, a bad season, a bad average for Juan Soto is a really good year for Pete. It's different.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I get that. But all I'm saying is just that Pete Alonso is not that guy. He's not the one to carry the team. You know, Juan Soto is. That's why he's getting paid all the money that he is.
Right.
But then again, he struck out, you know, when it counted last night. So, you know, he can't do it all either.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're saying, Javier. Do you have a problem with Pete Alonso or not? Like, I'm going over this 10-game stretch. BT and I are talking about the biggest reasons for why the Mets have been struggling in the last 10 games, in which they're 1-9. I gave you the numbers on Alonso.
Saying,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying it's not all on him. You know, it's a collective thing. You know, they all have their flaws. That's why, you know, Juan Soto struck last night when it really counted, when it could have helped him out.
Javier, he hit a two-run homer last night. Good God, over a pitcher that they couldn't sniff. And Soto had a big two-run homer. What, is he going to come through in every big at-bat? I would have loved to have seen it. I believed in Soto. I was hoping he was going to get a big hit there. And I knew this, BT. If he didn't get the job done, the Mets were not going to win the game.
Yeah.
And that
was
it. When he went down, unfortunately, he got beat. It happened.
That was a good at-bat, too. And by the way, that's a tough, not to make an excuse, he did strike out, but that was a tough lefty-lefty matchup. I believe there were six sliders in a row.
Yeah, and then he threw
the one fastball 97, which Soto fouled off. And then I believe he eventually struck out on the slider.
Good at-bat.
Yeah. I mean, he was right in it. I mean, he didn't deliver, but it's baseball. You're not good at deliver every time, but he put up the only two runs of the night.
I mean, come on.
McNeil's hitting 240. Taylor's hitting 227. Young, why is Young on the team? Young's hitting 150.
Well, that's the point. He shouldn't be here.
He should not be.
But they're ravaged by injury.
No, I know. I get that. Torrance hitting 221, and Brett Beatty's hitting 216. Like, again, I'm going to use the term checkpoint again. If Pete Alonso's the final checkpoint, which he is the way this lineup is set up right now, before the lineup falls off the cliff, that is a massive problem for the Mets. When you couple the fact, starting pitching all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now, last night, Blackburn at least kept them in a game. But their team ERA, the last time and a half through the rotation, is over 7.
Yeah.
So they're falling behind early. Don't have the offensive sticks right now to get back into a game. Like, it's ugly. There's no denying it's ugly. I guess the question is to what degree do you believe what we're watching is it more real or not? That's the question.
Okay, bingo. So now from there, because I'm not blaming just Pete Alonso for this stretch, but when you say, well, how the hell are the Mets 1-9? Obviously, it's a variety of factors, but Pete Alonso, who was carrying them for a month and a half of the year, has cooled off and he's been brutal in this 10-game stretch. Doesn't mean that he's going to continue, but to your point, okay, what's real, what isn't? I still believe that they'll figure it out with pitching, even like they did last night with Blackburn, who's not very good, but he wasn't the problem last night. They'll do enough with the pitching, especially getting guys back like Manaea, hopefully Senga not too far away, whether it's after the All-Star break, whatever it may be. They'll get those guys back. So I'm okay with the starting pitching. I'm okay with the bullpen, and I also trust they'll get an arm or two, whatever, in the bullpen. The lineup's the biggest issue for me and the biggest concern. I'm not concerned about the bottom of the order because what you see now is not what it's going to be, maybe not in a week, maybe not in 2 weeks, certainly not in a month from now. So, but now, again.
But the guy's coming back. There's no guarantee. Like, Vientos is in the middle of a bad season. So I know the way it sounds good. Hey, Vientos good last year, and I like the kid, but there's no guarantee he comes back and he rakes. I mean, he might be hitting 220 like Beatty.
Correct, and that would be another problem. But at least he's a legitimate bat that you trusted from a year ago. Certainly an upgrade over what they have now. But yes, that's a different problem if he comes back and is not what they thought. I'm also factoring in not only Vientos coming back, Winker coming back, and them getting a bat or two. They're going to have to. Like, that's non-negotiable. Said that for a while, that they needed an outfield bat. I'm not talking about big bat. I'm just talking about a professional bat.
Yeah, but they got to get it now. That's what I've been saying for a while. Guys, there are too many holes right now, and I understand. Although one thing I think is nuts, and I've heard this a lot on the station over the weekend, like a callers, and even I just heard a lot on the radio. Oh, would he expect an all-star at every position? No, but I think World Series teams and teams with World Series aspirations have a few more sure things. Like there's a balance between having, you know, five all-stars and having five guys who really don't deserve to play every night, and that's where the Mets currently are. Once you move that more to the middle, maybe you have two, three all-stars, and maybe two guys who shouldn't play every night. Well, now you got a team that could actually do some damage. But right now, this is untenable. The Mets are going to keep, I'm not saying they're going to lose 15 in a row. They are not going to win consistently with this trash lineup that they're trying out. This lineup stinks.
Okay, so now, I like that you
and
say,
and Mendoza knows it, because he said it last night for the first time.
Right.
He's protected his players. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but he's been doing a good job, a good balance of, you know, protecting his players. But last night he basically looked in the camera and said, these guys got to wake up. They got to start hitting. And he actually said the bottom of the order, like,
oh, look at
gloves were off. Now, we all know, but the fact that he said it, I respect that he said that, because we all know what we're seeing.
Now, when you talk about sure things, right?
Yeah.
That, to me, is more looking at Nimmo, Alonso, McNeil. Three guys that have been here for a while, that fans rely on and count on, and when they're at their peak, it's all great. But when they're not, which is too often, there's a lot of inconsistencies with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. That's why I'm not focused on the bottom of the order, because I think it's easy to go higher than what they're getting right now from the bottom of the order, which is nothing. So even if Winker comes back and he's not great, he's still going to be better than Young. Even Vientos, with his struggles, still going to be better than, you want to throw in Beatty, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still trust that. The guys that they get, Cedric Mullins, will be better than what they're getting from Tyrone Taylor. I'm not sure about what they have as their sure things, whether it's Alonso, Nimmo, or McNeil. That's where they might have to start to evaluate that and say, maybe we need to a trade to shake it up. If this continues and they lose 3 out of 4 to the Braves or get swept by the Braves here, then I'm going to be on board with really making a change. Then I'll be with you with a big trade. I don't think, though, that right now they need a big trade. They need their guys to actually produce and be sure things. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.